there's an industry debate between ACoS and ROAS. Which is better? Which one should you track with? My name is Stephen Pope, and I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. And in this video, I'm going to walk through the definitions of each, talk through the net benefits, and why you should pick one over the other depending on your business. My name is Stephen Pope, and I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. So ACoS is the advertising cost of sale, and ROAS is the return on ad spend. So the difference being in the ACoS world, it's like how much do you spend on ads to gain a dollar? So you might see a percentage basis. On ROAS, it's how much you earn for every dollar you spend. So if we look at some examples, so here I have an auto campaign for a Megapint cup. Just for perspective, I'm going to load the page so you guys can see what we're looking at. This is one of our most famous launches of this year, 200 ratings in less than 60 days, and thousands of units we've sold with this. Been a really fun product. We even threw a pirate eye patch in because that's fun, right? Okay, so this is the campaign in question. Spent $8,000, $17,000 in return specifically on one campaign and an ACoS of 46%. So on the right, I'm going to have to move my camera for this. On the right, you can see the sales, the ACoS, and the ROAS. So essentially, what ACoS and ROAS are is a denominator and a numerator on top of each other. So in the ACoS version here, the advertising cost goes on top and then is divided by the sale. And in the ROAS world, the opposite is true. Right? You take the revenue and divide it by the ad spend, giving you the result. So in the ACoS world, it spits out a percentage. And let's, I don't know if I can zoom in effectively or not, kind of not so great, but okay, it's all right. So ACoS at 46%, the bottom right here. And then we have ROAS at 2.14. So ROAS will always be a firm number and ACoS will always be a percentage. So which is better? Well, the only reason I'm going to vote ACoS is because I've been living in Amazon La La Land for like 12 years. And Amazon has always had the ACoS field. It wasn't until recently, in the last year, that they even added the ROAS column. Now, personally, I think they added the ROAS column because the entire rest of the marketing industry focuses on ROAS. And there of course, is the debate about tacos, too. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But with ROAS, most of the marketing jobs that I've held on the corporate side, in the corporate world, they focus on that return on ad spend, ROAS. And so ACoS, I'd never heard of it before I started selling on Amazon. Now, it's because Amazon's the behemoth, they can set the industry standard and everybody will follow, in theory. But in some instances, Amazon is regressing or adopting broader spectrum industry standards. And the reason for that is because Google, which used to be the number one place to go start a product search, is no longer the case. It's now Amazon, right? Several years ago, I want to say 4 years ago or so, Amazon passed Google as the number one place to start a product search. And so with that in mind, the ability to find a product is superior on Amazon, and therefore, the cost to acquire a customer is lower. Therefore, the marketing dollars that these big corporate brands are spending pivoted over. And so if you think about it, like the really big non-native Amazon brands, we're talking the Nikes of the world, the top 500 Fortune companies that were not focused on Amazon as the primary income, so they're non-native Amazon brands, they all speak ROAS. And so when the company is like, hey, I want to go spend $100,000 a month on Amazon PPC, the first question that the finance department was asking was, okay, what's the ROAS? And Amazon doesn't spit it out. So they had to custom build out all these metrics to track it. Third-party tools were born, data infrastructure, et cetera. So Amazon was like, okay, this is really easy to add. We'll just swap the numerator and the denominator, and boom, ROAS is born. But ACoS just makes more sense to my particular brain. And if you look at a campaign like this, and we could add the metric in here, and you can see how they have ROAS in the dropdowns now. So all right, we'll pull my camera back over now. And in here, we could track these two metrics, ACoS and ROAS over time. And so here you can see what's interesting is how this data produces over time, right? So if we're static right in that 25% to 30% ACoS, you can see the ride that the blue line has as it goes down. So right here, 52% ROAS 1.8. And then let's go to a peak. ACoS 22%, ROAS 4.3. So what's interesting is that the ability to see the peaks and the goalies is actually easier on the ROAS, right? You can see the orange line has way more upswings and downswings compared in the first part of this chart back in May, right? You can visually see it, right? So the difference between a 33% ACoS down here in the peak, 38% ACoS, and the top there at 22% ACoS creates that peak on the orange line, which is very visually apparent. Now, if we get rid of the ROAS and we just track the ACoS and just look at the blue line here, it's not as apparent. Now, it is apparent in some cases when it spikes up to 191% and goes down to 55. That's true. But generally speaking, that's unusual. I have a seasonal item. I had some stockout issues, yada, yada. It goes from FBA to FBM. It explains those big spikes. But on a day-to-day basis, if we look at just the May numbers, the rotation between 25 and 50% ACoS was kind of the banded window, right? Now, if we focus on just the ROAS, though, as it spikes between basically at a low point, 0.5, and at a high point, 4.4, you can visually see that ROAS going up and down quite a bit more. So if you're looking for a more effective way to visualize the results on a chart, ROAS makes the most sense. But if you are just trying to target the bidding and make judgments based on, am I at target or not, I believe it's easier to translate ACoS to a bid adjustment, right? Like if you were using a macro or a software, I believe it's easier to come up with the rule set to begin with that, hey, I need, if it's under 25% ACoS, increase bids. If it's above 35% ACoS, lower bids down, right? Those are the important elements. And so with that in mind, which do you like more? Vote in the comments section. Are you ROAS or are you ACoS? And so I have a little visitor. She's coming to snag my candy. So you can see my candy on my desk. She's grabbing them all and running. She's grabbed the candy and left. But if you like tacos and you want to talk about the total advertising cost of spend, this is not tracked by Amazon. This is a manual tracking. And the difference is it's instead of it being a denominator and a numerator switch, you're getting rid of the bottom division entirely and swapping it. So you're going to divide the advertising spend by the total revenue on the account. And generally speaking, if you asked me this question 2 years ago, what's the target tacos I should be at? I would have told you probably around 10%. Today, with PPC costs up more than 30%, that target is usually a lot closer to 15%. Usually 12 to 15%. At most of our clients, most of the brands we work with, we got 330 brands we work with, we're getting closer to 15% these days. So it's on the high end. But if we talked for an ACoS goal, the ACoS goal for every account, totally different. One brand, it might be 25%, and another brand might be 55. But the tacos could be the same no matter which category we're talking about. Like that range of the tacos is significantly tighter than the ACoS. And part of the reason people like to talk tacos is because there is some SEO value behind the PPC, significant SEO value. About one out of every sale you generate via PPC going to generate 3 organic sales over 6 months. That's my math. I made it up, but I'm standing behind it. I think it makes sense for a lot of reasons. We know that there's a strong correlation and link between PPC and SEO, and we've seen it time and time again. If you turn off your PPC ads, does your organic go down? Obviously, it does. And if that's true, why? Well, it's because the relevance of your spend affects the conversion and the unit order counts of the listing. So if we type in Megapipe, I've got my product coming up here. I've got the first organic slot right there. I also have the first PPC spot. And we're in the top 30,000 for kitchen right now. It's kind of a little bit coming out of flavor at the moment. But this slot right here is PPC. This slot right here is SEO. And it's 2 SKUs, 2 ASINs in the same parentage, small cup versus big cup. And if we turned off the ads, I almost guarantee you within 30 to 60 days, in a niche, we're going to lose organic slot 1. Almost guarantee it. If we were in a more competitive niche and turned off PPC, we might lose the slot number 1 within a day or two. Let's say it was like a search volume of, say, 25,000 or greater. So you have to understand the relationship between PPC and SEO, especially if you're going to calculate tacos and why that's important to have the numbers and the revenue lined up accordingly. But in terms of the ACoS versus ROAS debate, ultimately, it won't change your decision behavior per se. It will more likely just be a frame of mind to understand how well your advertising is doing on Amazon, prospectively at a macro level. But micro decisions would probably be made the same between the two. You're probably still going to lower your bids if you don't have good results. You're still going to raise your bids if you do have good results. Let me know what you think. How did I do? Leave a comment and vote for ACoS versus ROAS. Let's hear what you have to say. Watch this PPC video next. It's my masterclass, best PPC video I've ever put out. Watch that next.